Hello and welcome back to The Power of Now, a guide to spiritual enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. We are doing a book study on this book written by Eckhart Tolle, and we hope you have your copy so that you can follow along. Today we are on Chapter 10, Section 2, The Meaning of Surrender, From Mind Energy to Spiritual Energy. My name is Barbara Wainwright, and I'm here with Gilda Simonet. Welcome, Gilda.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm getting really excited because we are close to the end of this book and we're trying to figure out what to do next. So if you all have ideas, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is barbara@wainwrightglobal.com. That's barbara@wainwrightglobal.com. Look forward to hearing from you. Chapter 10, Section 2, From Mind Energy to Spiritual Energy. It starts with a question. Letting go of resistance is easier said than done. I still don't see clearly how to let go. If you say it's by surrendering, the question still remains, how? Start by acknowledging that there is resistance. Be there when it happens, when the resistance arises. Observe how your mind creates it, how it labels the situation, yourself, or others. Look at the thought process involved. Feel the energy of the emotion. By witnessing the resistance, you will see that it serves no purpose. By focusing all your attention on the now, the unconscious resistance is made conscious. And that is the end of it. You cannot be conscious and unhappy, conscious and in negativity. Negativity, unhappiness, or suffering in whatever form means there is resistance. And resistance is always unconscious.
Surely I can be conscious of my unhappy feeling.
Sorry, that's really funny. I would think so. Oh my gosh.
Would you choose unhappiness? If you did not choose it, how did it arise? What is its purpose? Who is keeping it alive? You say that you are conscious of your unhappy feelings, but the truth is that you are identified with them and keep the process alive through compulsive thinking. Mm. All that is unconscious. If you were conscious, that is to say, totally present in the now, all negativity would dissolve almost instantly. It could not survive in your presence. It can only survive in your absence. Even the pain body cannot survive for long in your presence. You keep your unhappiness alive by giving it time. That is its lifeblood. Remove time through intense present moment awareness and it dies. But do you want it to die? Have you truly had enough? Who would you be without it?
That is a very powerful paragraph. All right, so I'm going to share kind of a personal story. I was in a relationship that really didn't serve me. And I said to a therapist I went to only one time, because that's all it took for me to have a huge shift. Mm-hmm. But it was the question he asked me. I said, my partner is holding me back. And he said, can you say I'm allowing my partner to hold me back? And I went, and I was so mad at myself for allowing my partner to hold me back. I ended it that day. I was like, okay, I'm done. That's it. We're done. Yeah. He pointed it out to me that I was choosing that reality. And so when I recognized that I was choosing that reality, I chose differently. I made a decision and I made a new choice. So I think it's interesting that sometimes when we feel stuck, we don't realize that we actually do have a choice.
Wow. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, these questions that he's asking are along those same lines. Would you choose unhappiness? What is its purpose? Who's keeping it alive? Do you want that unhappiness to go away? Have you had enough? And who would you be without it? Yeah, this is powerful, powerful stuff. So if you're open to really asking yourself these questions, if you are in a situation that is not serving your highest good, you might want to ask yourself, have you had enough? Who would you be without it? Are you ready to choose differently? I love this. Okay, next paragraph. Until you practice surrender, the spiritual dimension is something you read about, talk about, get excited about, write books about, think about, believe in, or don't, as the case may be. It makes no difference. Not until you surrender does it become a living reality in your life. When you do, the energy that you emanate and which then runs your life is of a much higher vibrational frequency than the mind energy that still runs our world. The energy that created the existing social, political, and economic structures of our civilization, and which also continuously perpetuates itself through our educational systems and the media, through surrender, spiritual energy comes into the world. It creates no suffering for yourself, for other humans, or for any other life forms on the planet. Unlike mind energy, it does not pollute the earth, and it is not subject to the law of polarities, which dictates that nothing can exist without its opposite, that there can be no good without bad. Those who run on mind energy, which is still the vast majority of the earth's population, remain unaware of the existence of spiritual energy. It belongs to a different order of reality and will create a different world when a sufficient number of humans enter the surrendered state and so become totally free of negativity. If the earth is to survive, this will be the energy of those who inhabit it.
Jesus referred to this energy when he made his famous prophetic statement in the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the gentle. They shall have the earth for their possession. It is a silent but intense presence that dissolves the unconscious patterns of the mind. They may still remain active for a while, but they won't run your life anymore. The external conditions that were being resisted also tend to shift or dissolve quickly through surrender. It is a powerful transformer of situations and people. If conditions do not shift immediately, your acceptance of the now enables you to rise above them. Either way, you are free.
This is another fabulous section by Eckhart, helping us to recognize that we have choices. Make good choices. Make choices that improve your life, empower you to be present, to live in the now. I really like what he says. If conditions do not shift immediately, your acceptance of the now enables you to rise above them, because when you become present, you recognize that you are making a conscious decision to stay in a situation that you feel doesn't support you. And if you're conscious and you're consciously making that decision, it goes back to the things that he said pretty frequently throughout the book, which is you can stay in the situation consciously, knowing that you can stay there. You can choose to change the situation. You can leave the situation. So you either become fully accepting of it, surrender, or you decide to change the situation, or you decide to leave the situation. Those are choices that we have that can take us to places where we are able to stay fully present so that we have a life of inner peace.
I agree with that, with everything you just said.
Yeah. Well, I feel so blessed right now that I have made choices like that that have led to inner peace in my life, and I'm in a very conscious, happy relationship, and I love my life. I feel so blessed to be in that state of loving my life. And I believe it's through the conscious choices that I've made that have led me to this point in my life. You know, when I was younger, that I had a lot of decisions that I needed to make. I had a lot of life lessons to learn. Let's put it that way. I had a lot of life lessons to learn. I had to get into enough pain to want to change and want to experience different things because it was painful, the situations that I put myself in. And I don't know that I would be in this place where I am loving my life as much as I am if I hadn't had those experiences. So it seems that everything serves a purpose in the end. I believe the ultimate goal is to become fully present in the now, in the moment, and to be cherishing. I think that's a good word, cherishing each moment that we have, each breath that we're able to take until we get to pass into the next phase, which, you know, being in the light, I guess, passing on to the next spiritual growth lesson, which, what is that? Transitioning into spirit realm, I guess.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
All right. Well, that's the end of this very short section, very powerful section on choice, remembering that we have a choice, that we're always choosing in every moment. You can choose to be present or you can choose to stay asleep. And I always say to my children, make good choices. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, see you next week, everyone. Bye now.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to go deeper into a spiritual conversation and perhaps even earn a credential as a certified spiritual coach, we encourage you to go to our website, lifecoachtrainingonline.com, and check out our courses, or give us a call at 800-711-4346.